Let me bring you up to date on Marty Moan Court. We have had a sustained campaign set against us running now, I would say, 8 to 9 months. And Owen is the leader of that. He has now taken in friends, or he says he doesn't know them. We get texts, messages every single day. Play Marty Moan, play Marty Moan, play Marty Moan. So we reach out an olive branch to understand each other a little bit better. The first person that came forward was Ava. She said that she seen Marty Moan in Portlaoise once and became a super fan. And then Owen eventually, he was smoked out. He heard other people becoming the leader and he was like, no, I'm the leader of this movement. So he came forward and he says, we agree to Marty Moan Court, independent judges. Now, the update since then, Marty Moan has got wind of this and there is some collaborations going on. So we heard Marty Moan's message to Owen. Now, Ava, who was on originally, has also got a message sent to her. So much pro-Marty Moan propaganda coming out of that machine.
Well, Ava, heard you on with Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio pleading your case to try to get Hit the Diff played during the week. Very impressed. Thanks for the kind words. And delighted that you liked the gig in Portlaoise a few years ago. And you're a super fan. Very good after one gig. Really, really impressed with that. Here's to Hit the Diff on iRadio, hopefully. And thank you very much for the support. Fair play to Ava. Thank you.
We are getting outmaneuvered by Marty Moan. He is sending messages to all of his supporters going, yes, thank you so much for being part of the cause. I admire his propaganda, but I'm also a little bit wary and scared that we're not doing enough in this, in the lead up to Marty Moan Court.
Yeah, the thing is, we want it to be impartial, fair, objective. We want to do this right. But it's very pro-Marty at the moment, which, well, I can understand why. There's a lot of passionate fans, but we need to draw it back.
We opened up a correspondence channel for those who had thoughts on Marty Moan Court and wanted to put forward those thoughts. We opened up the channel and I want to give you some of the things that have been said about Marty Moan. Marty is a legend. We need some positivity and fun. Play the song. Shane in Meath. Emma, who's in Roscommon. I'd love to hear Marty Moan. She doesn't even spell Marty Moan's name correctly. She doesn't even call him that. She calls him Marty McCourt. Song on the radio. He is a brilliant country singer. Please, please. I've met Marty a few times. He was always very, very sound. Hit the Diff are the sounds that I breathe. Alex from Guernsey. Not even in the country.
That is passionate.
So the problem we have currently is we have enough supporters of just us that are willing, for the sake of an argument, wants to get in an argument with us for court. Marty Moan has a great team, Marty Moan Army. The problem we still have is that we can't get anyone impartial. No one neutral. Everyone seems to have picked a side. Our judges that we vetted, they were still erring on one of our sides. We are still looking for an impartial judge and jury. We still have that problem.
Could it be you? Could you set aside your fears, your prejudices, your biases, and be an independent adjudicator for Marty Moan Court?
The ideal character, the ideal candidate, will have little to no knowledge of Marty Moan, of his music, has no strong feelings, and is willing to be impartial totally.
So you can hear both sides.
Exactly. 087-1102-107 or iradio.ie/MMCourt. That is the channel of correspondence for this particular court. And we're trying to get it wrapped up, but we still have the problem. We cannot find an impartial judge.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.